Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Welcome. Our text is Conversations with Yourself, published by Art Scroll. It's a practical guide to greater happiness, self-development, and self-empowerment. Chapter 10, Conversations with Yourself, Who Am I? It's on page 49. Yourself is your essence. It is who you really are. Your body's not yourself. It's the vehicle that you travel with. Life can be easier when your body is well. People who realize this will say, my body needs healing. This sends a very different message than I am ill. We need to take good care of our bodies. We need to feed them nourishing and healthful food. We need to rest our bodies, but our essence is our true self. One of the most important conversations with yourself is when you reflect on the question of, who am I? Whether you are a student, a teacher, a businessman, a salesperson, an accountant, a secretary, an author, a scientist, or an inventor, your occupation is not yourself. It is just what you do. When you meet people for the first time, many is what you do. You could answer, I'm a student, I'm a teacher, I'm a businessman, I'm a salesperson, etc. But that doesn't tell your new acquaintance about the real you. You have given an answer that simply answered the question. But when you ask yourself, who am I? The answer is much deeper. It's more profound. Who you are refers to your thoughts about yourself. It's your true view of yourself. It includes, what have I already done? And what do I want to do with the rest of my life? Who you are is your soul and its true essence. Who you are is who you become so far in your life. Who you are is comprised of your character traits and your basic qualities. There are a tremendous number of details, but there are main themes. Who you are now is just a statement about the past and how it reflects on this present moment. But you are constantly growing and developing yourself. As you keep growing and developing yourself, who you are tomorrow, in a week, in a month, in a year, in 5 years, and in 10 years will be different than who you are right now. Your present choices of thoughts, words, and actions will create the person you will be in the future. So if you read this book or listen to this recording, once a year, for the next 20 years, you will develop yourself conversations each year. I personally find that you can go through this even each day a little bit, and each day it's a little different, it's a little new. When you have self-conversations with yourself about yourself, realize that you're always a work in progress. As long as you're alive, you're in the process of becoming more. You're developing yourself. It makes sense that when you speak to yourself about who am I, you reply, I am a work in progress. I'm developing myself all the time. The very fact that you're reading a book or listening to this of this type means that you want to continue developing yourself. You want to develop your character and specific traits. When some people think about who am I, they say to themselves, I lack self-esteem. I lack confidence. I lack knowledge. I'm not all that I wish to be. I consider myself inferior. I have many faults. I am unhappy. What is their self-conversation at that moment? That's not who they are. The thing to ask yourself is always, how am I? And what we are, it's preferable to say, I'm a person who continually builds myself. I'm a valuable human being. I'm created in the Almighty's image. Regardless of how I feel at a given moment, my infinite value is always a reality. I'm a person who keeps gaining more knowledge, so today I know more than I ever knew before. I'm a person who wants to continuously build my character traits. I'm a person who keeps increasing my level of gratitude and happiness. I am becoming a more joyful person.